Time to deal with the weather forecast here on the Closing Market Report. Mike Tenora is with us from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
What do you tell me this afternoon about rainfall in our part of the world?
Well, it does get pretty interesting as we go over the next few days. I mean, in the near term, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for western Champaign County and then over to the west into Monticello. So that's something just to watch in the next, say, 30 minutes or so. But other than that, the big picture that we have is that there's a large upper-level system moving toward Illinois and Indiana. And what we're going to see happen here over the next 24 to 36 hours is an uptick in rainfall coverage and amounts. So things are wet right now as far as topsoil goes, and we'll see topsoil moisture continue to increase, unfortunately, over the next few days. So not the best forecast for planting.
Yeah, 0.2 or 0.5 would be one thing, but 2 inches would be far different. What do you see for total amounts?
Well, 2 inches sounds about right for the western half of the state. Just as a generalized rainfall forecast, we'd say anywhere from 1 to 2 inches with localized 2.5-inch amounts across Illinois. So there is quite a bit of rain coming up. This all begins, again, essentially right now, but more so later on tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night, and then everything starts to wind down towards Sunday. The only problem we have with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is that even though we don't see a whole lot of rain out there, this upper-level system will be lingering across the Corn Belt, and what that essentially leads to is a long period of cloudy, cool, and showery weather with highs only in the 60s and lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. So that's going to continue all the way through around Monday or Tuesday next week.
The nation appears to be divided between the haves and the have-nots along an axis that runs from St. Paul through Des Moines and Kansas City and on down towards West Texas. What are the prospects in that western part of the world?
Well, that's where the best conditions will be for planting over the next week. We'll see lots of sunny skies out in the plains from Montana and North Dakota southward all the way through Nebraska, Kansas, and into Texas. So this area will start to see improvements as far as planting prospects go for corn and for spring wheat. So it's interesting that just a week ago we were a little bit worried about spring wheat planting across the Dakotas because of all the deep snowpack. Well, that melted away in a matter of days, and now we have a fairly dry pattern taking place in the plains, at least for the next week. Once we get to around Wednesday, Thursday, we're pretty sure another system is going to move out, and that's going to bring rain back into the plains, including key corn areas, and then potentially right back into the Corn Belt somewhere around Thursday or Friday next week. So this is just a real stormy pattern. We just went through what looks like the second wettest April on record for the region of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. So all this rain is just continuing to keep producers out of the field, and that's where the problems are right now.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, joined us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.